Good morning, friends around the world. Today's meditation, I'd like us to consider possibly the most important words Jesus ever spoke in his entire human life. They were spoken when he was facing imminent torture and death. He called out to God, saying, "Father, if you're willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." In his humanity, Jesus was asking God if he would change the course of events. He knew full well he would be treated very badly. He would be stripped naked in public, spat upon and humiliated, then suffer one of the most grueling deaths one can imagine, and then die. So it is certainly understandable that Jesus prayed for relief from that suffering. Yet without hesitation, the next words out of his mouth were, "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Wow. Talk about non-resistance. What was it that empowered him to surrender his feelings, his thinking, his will to God, his Father? First of all, I think he believed in the goodness of God. Secondly, I believe that even in this most horrific of circumstances, God would use his suffering and death to bring about good in the world. Let's consider these questions during our morning meditation. Do you believe in the goodness of God? Do you believe that God will use whatever circumstances you're going through right now for good? For the good of yourself and others? In these uncertain times, what hesitancy might you have in moving forward in your life and saying to God, "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done."